I'm here with Ross Pay from Pays Air Services out at Scone Airport on Wednesday afternoon. Ross, things are really starting to come together for the museum.
Oh, absolutely. We've been waiting for today for quite some time, so now we're actually installing the aircraft into the museum. Then next week, the guys from Freeman Ryan Design that have done all the displays that go in there will be here next week. So hopefully a week after that, then everything will be finished and it's going to be looking rather spectacular, I think.
Spoke to Paul Bennett the other day, talking about some of the Spitfires that are going to be here. You and I were having a chat earlier. Can you tell us a little bit about the Darwin Spitfire?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Darwin Spitfire that we've got is actually a project that I've got here, but it was flown by a squadron leader, Eric Gibb, during the war. It's part of 54 Squadron. And he actually shot down five Japanese aircraft in this actual Spitfire that we're just about to start rebuilding, that'll be based here at the museum as well.
That's a real piece of history that you've got here.
Oh, absolutely. It's just a number of historic aircraft we've got here that relate to the Upper Hunter. Tomorrow we've got a World War One Bristol fighter aircraft that's coming. That's a replica of one that the money was donated by the McIntyre family from here. And it's coming here in that colour scheme. It was flown by Sir Ross Smith, a famous Australian aviator in North Africa. That aeroplane actually flew Lawrence of Arabia around spotting in North Africa. So another pretty famous aircraft that's coming to the museum.
You must be very proud of your contribution to the Upper Hunter. I mean, it's not everybody that gets to have such a wonderful collection for everybody to be able to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. I just really love being able to carry on my father's legacy. He started all this and we're just carrying it on, and we're going to make this museum one of probably the best in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm very confident of that. But it's absolutely going to be world class.
So Warbirds is going to be on March 26 and 27 to open everything. So all the planes are going to be situated in there. Will they be rotated in and out?
Yes, because for the air show, for example, we've got going to have three Spitfires, four Kittyhawks and four Mustangs. So I think the museum will be fully stocked over the weekend, but we'll probably rotate the aircraft. So when my Mustang comes out, we might put one of the other Mustangs in, going in there will see different aircraft in there on the weekend.
It is going to be fantastic. Excellent effort on your behalf, and thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you.